Well, we do celebrate this weekend our Independence Day, so happy 4th of July, and in particular, just gratitude for those who have served in our armed forces. Thank you for your service, whether you're serving or have served in the past. We're grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy in our country. Today, our readings are about, seems like to me anyway, prophets, so that's what we're going to talk about. Over the course of history, the Lord has used prophets to speak to his people. A prophet is someone who is sent to speak a message. The prophetic message is meant to transform the world by inviting the people of God to return back to the covenantal relationship that they have with our Lord. And the church and our members have the duty, or the gift, I guess, of calling people, announcing this message, this prophetic message of God's grace, his salvation to the world. And when the church herself finds that her members have strayed away from the true relationship with Jesus, she also needs prophets to speak the message to her own members. So we see this. This dynamic is repeated often in the Old Testament. And again in the New Testament, people have moved away from the prophetic message, but God keeps raising up prophets to speak, to challenge, to help them be reminded. And here again, the words that we heard today from Ezekiel: I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, thus says the Lord. And whether they heed or resist, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. God's prophets have always called us to return back to the Lord, to recall what he taught us, and to be reminded of the covenantal relationship which God has made with us. A true prophet teaches only what comes from the Lord himself, doesn't introduce his own message or his own ideas. If you look at the prophets in the Old Testament, their message was often rejected. It seems like this is often the response that God's prophets get. The initial response is resistance, and often conversion back to the Lord takes time to develop. Sometimes only after some disaster has befallen the people of God, or they've gone astray even further. We too are meant to be prophets in our time. We too are meant to speak of the saving message of Christ into the world, and we too are meant to call people back to the life in Christ. We live in a time like Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, times like these when the people need to be reminded of the invitation to live a holy life. Many people have walked away from God or are not able to see God perhaps as clearly as in the past perhaps, and have tried to create their own image of God. Now, because of this great cultural shift away from the true God, I think we will see, or maybe are seeing, God raising up prophets in his church to bring about renewal, to call to conversion, and to remind us how we are called to be in relationship with our Lord. I think we will also likely see a rejection many times of this call to return to God, just as we saw it in the Old Testament. And lest we think that it should be different for us, we can see that even Jesus was rejected when he preached, when he taught, when he called people to change their lives. If Jesus was rejected, we shouldn't be surprised if we are rejected too. But we shouldn't give up hope, right? God is speaking and does continue to speak and continues to try to invite us back. And his own timing is his own timing. So we don't always know what our role is. To speak the message is what we're called to be faithful messengers of Jesus. We can't control how people respond, even though we'd like to sometimes, don't we? Why don't they get it? I don't know, man. You know, it's one of those things, it's a mystery. Why does God allow things to kind of play out as he does sometimes? We don't know. We can keep speaking, though, into the world, speaking into those who have fallen away, whether they're Christians or Catholics. The truth of who Jesus is needs to be taught to them or spoken to them again and again, both by our actions and by our words. St. Paul's experience in our second reading is a reminder, too, that his own weaknesses are a reminder to us not to depend on our strength. We shouldn't think that we are going to change hearts because of our cleverness or our eloquence in speaking. We aren't going to win souls over because of our own abilities. As Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, Jesus calls us to be faithful, not successful. Would be nice if we were successful, wouldn't it? But sometimes it's not our time. The prophetic message of the gospel of Jesus Christ will either convict hearts, or it will meet with rejection or obstinance. And we can't control that. So let's keep always asking the Holy Spirit to help us speak truly and not to be worried about how people receive it. Like St. Paul, we should be content with our weakness. In fact, I think when we depend on Christ's strength rather than ourselves, our message is more effective. For God said to St. Paul, and he says to us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." To change the people around you and help them to know Christ, all we need to do is be faithful. We have to be faithful ourselves. When we're faithful to Christ in our daily lives and how we live and what we support and how we speak to others, this will be a prophetic way of living. And it will have an impact, maybe not right away, maybe not in a visible way, tangible way, but it will have an impact. God will use it for some good. So Christ calls us to fidelity to himself. He calls us to return with our whole hearts. He calls us to seek forgiveness of our sins and be transformed in our lives. How will we respond to this prophetic message? Do we respond with an open heart? A heart that says, yes, I want to be transformed. Or a heart that is not moved. A heart that is kind of reserved or apart. Do we find ourselves resisting Jesus? Notice in the gospel that Jesus is not able to do many mighty deeds in his hometown. Not because he doesn't want to or doesn't have the power, but because of their lack of faith. When Jesus taught, people responded with skepticism. They were incredulous. Who is this guy? We know him. We have all his relatives here. We know you, Jesus. You can't trick us. We know you. And so they're kind of resisting him just because of that relationship. And whenever we're challenged by the prophetic message of Jesus, we can also sometimes experience that same resistance. You know, the people there, they had their pride, they had their disdain for Jesus. They didn't allow themselves to respond in freedom to what he was saying. Instead, they took offense at him. Sometimes it happens also in the church today. It's often we Catholics who are most resistant to the fullness of Jesus' message. We've been inoculated in some way by our upbringing or by our own experiences or maybe by our woundedness in the church and dealing with the church. Sometimes we've kind of been hurt in some way, and so we kind of have our guard up a little bit. We say we're going to go our own way. We no longer have those hearts that are open to Jesus to receive from him. And we've replaced Jesus, the true image of Jesus, with our own creation, whatever that might be. And whenever we're challenged by these true prophetic messages, we take offense or we resist. Instead of being converted, we are upset and we respond like the people in the scriptures. We try to negate the message or the messenger. Now, if our response to the church's teachings is to take offense, to reject them, or to try to ignore them, that shows us where we are. And it also reveals that we need to work on our true relationship with Jesus. That needs to be healed or renewed. So will we be with Christ, or will he be amazed at our lack of faith? Do Christ's words find a place in our heart and our soul? Are we ready to be converted? Or are we standing apart and saying, I don't want that in my life? It's a good question for us to ponder. Lord, open our hearts and our minds and our souls to your prophetic and saving message. Help us to share that message with the world, to be your prophets, even if it often meets with rejection. Amen.